And where we've been taught to hold it down, stay back, that really let the fire of God that's in you come forth, and the creativity, the things that you've been directed to do, will come forth. So now we'd have time for each person who wants to do a short second poem. And I think Neil asked first. We can do it in the same order. If somebody doesn't have one, then Dr. Ramona also has her hand. She's got her hand in the air. Okay. Neil.
Hello, Charlotte. I just wanted to clap and say that now you've set us all on fire.
Oh,
Thank you.
and that's
Thank
FIAYAH. Fire. And that's what poetry does. That's the thing about pop-up poetry. You, in your spirit, in the short term, hearing about an opportunity, you were on fire to come and share something. And so that's what is all the places that you go. I know that you're involved sometimes in open mic, sometimes as invited guests, but you carry the fire, and I salute you in doing that.
I've always somewhat as well had a little, let's call it, in terms of the female of our species having the freedom to express feelings much more than the so-called male guy is supposed to do. And I said, I've always been a very emotional person and didn't like hiding it. Matter of fact, I was in a marriage once, his wife did not like seeing me cry. I said, well, I'm in church and it's so joyous. And the tears flowing down my face. And she said, that's embarrassing. I said, well, I'm sorry. I can't help it. And it just, as I said, I'm somewhat jealous of the female of a species having the freedom. So I've had to find my freedom to do that same thing, to express myself. And when you say the word fire for the Lord, and that's one of the classes I took about Jesus, and supposedly Jesus talking about, I mean, the word for love is fire, and it can be, it's a passion that cannot be explained. And Course in Course in Miracles talks about love, basically being the creator of a miracle, and there's nothing big or small to love. It will handle it. Anything with just such ease and grace. Anyway, if that makes any sense, I'm done.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Neil.
Thank you, Gerald. Thank you. What I find interesting is that as males, we do not have the language for emotions. And that's what we must learn if we want to express those emotions, is to learn the language of emotions. So I have a poem that I would like to share with you, even though it's not my mother's birthday. But my mother, I think, was the shoulders on which others stood. A simple woman born in a farm. And let me read to you what I wrote here. This is my ode to Mary. Mary was born in 1903 by the light of oil lamps on a Manitoba farm. In that year, three of every 10 babies born never saw their first birthday. She was a bright child, bursting with energy and more courageous than most, but bound tight and wounded deep by the rules and limitations of her century. Back then, it was God, king, and country, and damn you, woman, know your place. Edwardian era began in 1901. White males ruled and women were chattel, expected to do as they were bloody well told. Children were seen and not heard. Grade three was more than enough. Why waste an education on a farm girl? Water gets pumped by hand. Laundry scrubbed on a washboard, a churn for butter. You can't reach the sink to do the dishes, we'll get a stool. It's a hard scrabble life, and you better know your place. But there is no choice of place when you don't know any other. Ignore the inequities. Women were not legally a person with rights to vote or own property. Ignore the millions of war dead and the 30 million dead from the Spanish flu. Ignore the 1929 market crash, the depression, the six-year drought with almost zero crops. But most of all, ignore the bank that took the farm. There is no such thing as trauma. Sensitivity is not allowed when survival is the job at hand. To survive her five brothers and her mother's rage, Mother Mary learned to manage the news. She learned to be smoke and mirrors to manage the people in an unsafe world around her. What have we done, Mary, to your homespun rural Manitoba world? Mary's life spanned from the creation of the Model T Ford to Neil Armstrong on the moon. With three boys, a newborn, one aged eight and another nearly teen, rations, an absent husband, and a war raging around the world that claimed 50 million lives, you held us together. And when the 1954 hurricane flood took everything, including our home, she picked us up and we started all over again. I remember you said nothing about the change in mores when I was shacked up with Julie. Your 1900 training ground must have seemed light years away from my evolving world. And still, you did your best to cope in a world that must at times have been beyond your imagination. Thank you for struggling through it all and showing me one way of coping with the world. I apologize for not wrecking the source of your simplicity. Thank you for ignoring my anger that you were not perfect. Thank you for your hard work and love-filled food. Thank you, Mary, for being my mother. Thank you.
It was awesome. I just had chills because it was so vivid and picturing, as you talked about that woman, picturing all the places around the world where that kind of reality was the same. And even now, you know, they were talking about a lot of people who, in trying to take refuge in the United States, there are people that get them off into being sold or into forced labor, and the cry, the outcry that, you know, we need to have, and just taking and acknowledging that those conditions that were there, ignoring death, dying, suffering, that we need to be alert and we need to pay attention. We need to see what we can do with the gifts we've been given to make the world a better place. And I don't think to say a better place for women doesn't mean just women. It's all those roles that women carry and all those disappointments, deals, encounters that women face, you know, sometimes left with children or sometimes alongside a man who's been killed, discouraged, beaten, or what else. But I just think that all those images, it was historical. This is a historical event, Women's History Month, and you gave us some bits of the history that we need to continue to think about so that they don't continue to just reoccur generation after generation. So thank you for sharing that.
What popped in my mind a number of things you said kind of reminded me of the point during the illness, a lengthy one, where basically the wife and I switched roles. She went to work and I took care of the kids. And I remember one time at the doctor's office, the doctor saying something about this. She said, well, you know, giving basically the way a male can raise a child, not that it's better, but one, it's a wonderful experience to have rather than going to work every day and coming home and seeing kids. So they actually change diapers, do all of that. I mean, my father was amazed that I knew how to do all that stuff. And so I think, again, kind of the role that a woman plays and can play to have all that skill, and if they want, then go to work. It's wonderful, and so I feel myself been blessed to have that opportunity. Would never want that illness again, but definitely to have that opportunity to do everything for the kids. I even have a picture of my child. I mean, I was bathing her in the sink in the kitchen, and she was that little, and it was just so much fun. So your poem brought up a lot, especially in the history and all of that. But it's more so that the idea of being able to just pursue or continue living through all of that and handle your responsibilities and just make it work. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, I am just saying that reminded me of the history I took in school and all the rest of it. My father was very advanced for his time period. Both my parents were never feminists per se, but I would say I grew up in a feminist household because I had a father and a mother that divided the chores equally. My father was able to cook, clean, and basically almost do more than my mother. My mother grew up with a single parent mother, but she grew up also with a foster mother, and she didn't have to necessarily do all the chores. My mother was a breadwinner, and my father was a breadwinner also, but he was more or less more capable of taking over the household. So I grew up not in the traditional male or female role. I saw my father doing everything, and I didn't see him any more less masculine. I saw him as a full-rounded human being, and I saw my mother quite capable of doing things that were traditionally given to the male role. So that was quite interesting, since I'm of a generation that could have had the traditional role of the mother staying home, where I didn't. I had the mother working. Interesting.
It makes a different perspective. Does anyone else have poem, proclamation, or song they're going to share?
I have a second one I can share.
Okay.
Yes, this is Lisa Futrell again. This poem is called I Jumped In. And when I first start writing this poem, I thought it was about dying or transitioning after death. But then I realized by the end of the poem that it wasn't about dying. It was about living and life and opportunities. And thinking about it today on, you know, what else did I want to share? the way that I think this one could be appropriate and fit in for Women's International Day is because, again, going back to the roles, as a woman having to navigate, sometimes having to navigate through a lot of masculine energy and to make choices and decisions and to be a certain way that you feel like you're not exuding masculine energy and you're keeping that, you know, your womanhood, your feminine energy as part of your essence. But yet and still sometimes opportunities present themselves and you want to go for it. And so you sometimes there's a hesitancy to feel great or to do great things or to be something great because you want to kind of stay under the feminine energy, so to speak. I don't know. My head goes there sometimes. But anyway, I think this one's appropriate for that because it's talking about taking opportunities for greatness and it's just called I Jumped In. So it's about in this setting, it's about jumping into greatness. Okay. Dreams of magnificent desert roses blooming in the spring, while silver doves sing, calling forth sleeping celestials out of the darkness to take heavenly flight. After floating from petal to petal, finding sweet nectar, I watched them soar higher and higher into the brightest of blue lights I'd ever seen. Then hope in God began to flash like bolts of lightning do, as the floodgates of heaven opened up to drop God's heavenly dew. This dream felt so real. Was I really asleep or was I now awake? The heavenly dew was now forming a river of no escape. God's river shone like crystal with blue and golden hues, and the beautiful desert roses were still within my view. This river of God now beckoning me, like deep calling out to deep. I stood there gazing down its path while planning to retreat. But when I heard a voice cry out, "Who shall I send?" I took two steps closer and then I jumped in.
I love that. Two steps closer. Yes.
Where's my two? There we are. Yeah.
Okay, I have a poem called Harmony Over Hollering, and sometimes I'll spend 3 minutes on those different shows. It's called The Housewives of Los Angeles or the Best Basketball Housewives. And it's maddening me to think, why would you make a show like that? But why would people who have this huge amount of money to work with sit in a room and say, you know, scream at each other? And so I think the number of places that I hear women screaming at each other inspired me one night to write this poem called Harmony Over Hollering. Announce it from your front door. Announce it from the stairs. Whether you have a stoop or a grandstand, announce it while you can. Love and peace will abound throughout the land. The squirrels have a message. The sparrows sense it too. Beyond hoarding and scarcity, abundant pathways to renew. A fountain of hope-filled joy, courage to unearth. Unearth it while you can. Love and peace will abound throughout the land. Open your mouth and sing. Trill down the doubters. Bass and alto blend new harmonies in revised time. Sing your song as boldly as your heart is inclined. Sing it while you can. Love and peace will abound throughout the land. Strike some new chords of harmony over hollering. Project upward patterns for uncommon solutions. Unscrew a few bottles and pour healing libations. Unscrew them while you can. Love and peace will abound throughout the land. Project harmony over hollering and uplift wherever you can.
Beautiful, Charlotte. Especially resonated with me because you spoke about singing. So sing a song of joy. Sing it while you can. Love and peace will abound. Beautiful. Thank you.
And thank you for your willingness each time to sing and sing things that resonate with us as you bring it forth from your heart. Okay, well, that brings us, did anyone else have another poem or proclamation or statement they wanted to say? Oh, I know what I want to do. I want each of you to tell people how to get in touch with you. When we had our other pop-up, sometimes people ask, but how do we get that person? So if you have a website or if you have, don't say QR code, but just tell, we'll start around with Neil, Punky, Lisa, Dr. Each of you tell how people would get in touch with you.
Well, I'd like to promote my book. It's From the Other Side. It's available on Amazon. It's 60 poems, 3 short stories, about 30 aphorisms, or what I call haiku. Just a thought in my book. It says, when adventure beckons and you hear a voice inside that says, you can't do that, fire the negative cheerleader, trust that it'll be okay, and go for it. That's in response to Lisa's last poem. So I like that idea, and it's in my book. So, and it's, I invite you all to read some of my poems. They're at fromtheotherside.ca. Fromtheotherside.ca is free poems. The book From the Other Side is available on Amazon. That's my photograph. I was 7 miles over Iceland flying to London. And there's the sun breaking the horizon, probably over Norway or maybe Scotland. And I decided to use that photograph for my book. So,
and spell your first and last name for anyone who might just be searching for you by name.
Yes, yes, yes. You have to. There's more than one book on Amazon called From the Other Side. And so you have to invite the book that's got, and it's, my name is Neal, N-E-A-L-L. Last name is Rion, R-Y-O-N. It's Irish, but it's also Belgique, so... but anyway, I invite you all to go to fromtheotherside.ca and enjoy half a dozen of my poems. There's also 3 short stories in my book, and there's stories of a soul who is about to be born, and then there's another story called The Trial, which is the soul that doesn't want to be born. And then a soul that returns to the other side. So there are interesting ideas about life and death and the adventure of being here.
Thank you. Punky Karen, will you kind of explain your nickname and how to get in touch with you?
I would just like to be with my email at the moment. I do not have a website. It's KarenVB@gmail.com.
KarenVB.
07@gmail.com.
And your radio, how can people listen to your radio show?
The radio show isn't playing right now. It won't be playing for probably half a year, but I do a radio show on, it's called Bold Tunes, and I play usually the first and third Sunday of every month, probably more or less like in the fall, with a friend of mine from Texas, and it's called the Funky and Freddy Show.
Okay, and we can let people know when there are new shows coming out. Okay, Lisa?
Okay, I would like to promote my book also. There it goes. It's called Healed in His Glory, and it's available on Amazon. Again, it's called Healed in His Glory. It's also on Audible. So you can Google it on Amazon and you can find it. It's available on Audible. You can get hardcover. You can get a paperback. You can get it on Kindle, or you can listen to it on audible.com, because some of the material in here are actually not poems, but songs that I wrote. And the person that I got to narrate it actually was a singer. So she actually sang the song, so you can hear the songs. And other than that, you can find me on Facebook. I'm listed by my name, Lisa Futrell. I think I'm the only Lisa Futrell. And I'm on Facebook.
Spell it.
F as in Frank, U, T as in Tom, R-E-L-L, Futrell.
Okay.
I, as well, like Lisa, I have a book. I wrote it. I don't know if it can be seen here. This is a book. It's like a woman who basically, I say she is sometimes maybe compared to a woman's, a Jesus. I mean, she rises in spiritual ascension, and she basically is appointed the head of her village council, and she just does many miraculous things. It's basically as well on the Kindle. It's on, there's an audiobook portion where a radio personality did the narration for me. I have everything Lisa said, I did the same thing with this book. There's a hard copy for libraries. This is the signature book for the publishing company I'm getting started with. And although I've written a number of things that are nonfiction, this is it's actually a true story that was told to me, but I just went crazy with it and added so much more. So I call it fiction. But it's a favorite of mine. But of course, I like all the things I write. Mm-hmm. I'm complete there.
It's a good thing to like what you write. Dr. Ramona?
I just have my email ID, ramonasrinivasan@gmail.com. Do you want me to spell that?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's rather long. So Ramona, R-A-M-O-N-A, Srinivasan, S-R-I-N-I-V-A-S-A-N @gmail.com.
Okay, well, I thank you for spending time with us this morning. So be bold, and thank you so much. You definitely reflected some things that are stated in every country and different province and state has their own particularly tweaked goals for International Women's Month. So we definitely got some inspiration. And thank you for taking the time. And I'll see others of you. We'll hear you next week at 10 o'clock. But you know, when people ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time. I'm Charlotte Farrell, and you have been on CJSF.ca. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. singers.